working on his agenda. I wasn't sure what it was. I just want to get the heck out of there.
A traffic stop they'll never forget.
He asked him if he was Hispanic. He said, no, I'm Iranian. What does that have to do with anything?
The evidence is on tape.
As I do with all my traffic stops, I record them.
He didn't record the whole conversation.
And a cop's career is on the line.
You think it's funny? It's not funny.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Police officer David Hopkins is suing motorist Ali Vafi and fiance Ruth Vasquez for filing a false complaint against him after a traffic stop.
Order. All rise. That's case number 139 on the calendar, the matter of Hopkins versus Vafi Vasquez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Hopkins, you are a police officer of California, is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
How long have you been a police officer?
22 and a half years.
Your complaint alleges that after what was, to you, a routine stop for speeding, the defendants filed false claims against you with your department that caused an investigation. And despite the fact that they found that those charges were baseless after an investigation, that will remain in your record, and you want to be compensated for that. You say that they filed those charges purposefully and with absolutely no merit. The defendant said that they had just cause for filing those charges against you, so I'd like to hear first from them. Who was driving the car?
I was driving, Your Honor.
Mr. Vafi, how long have you been driving?
About 35 years.
And Officer Hopkins stopped you for speeding?
As he indicated, yes.
How many times have you been stopped for speeding?
In 2010, once, 2009, once, attended traffic school, paid the ticket.
So are you telling me in the 35 years you've been driving, you've been stopped twice for speeding?
No, Your Honor.
Many times have you been stopped for speeding?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how many
times. More than 10?
Probably. Throughout the 35 years, yes.
I mean, you think that that's actually normal. I've been driving, sir, for 50 years. Mm-hmm. I have never been stopped for speeding.
Okay.
So if you've been stopped for speeding over 10 times that you can't remember, that's a lot of speeding, right?
Right, Your Honor.
Now, we already know that Mr. Vafi is no stranger to being stopped for speeding. Would you tell me what happened when you stopped him and why you stopped him?
I was conducting traffic enforcement on Satakoi Street, which is a residential street. I observed a vehicle. Mr. Vafi was later identified as driving. I estimated his speed to be approximately 50 miles an hour at that time. Speed limit is 40 through there. I activated a handheld laser device. I targeted the defendant's vehicle as it was making its approach and obtained a lock speed of about 53 miles per hour. It continued climbing to 54, 55, all the way up to 57 miles per hour, at which time I waited for him to arrive to my position where I would enforce a traffic stop.
And you did, in fact, stop the car?
Yes, I did.
And can you tell me what happened when you approached the car?
As I do with all my traffic stops, I record them. I activate.
Did you record the stop from its inception?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now I'm going to Ms. Vasquez. Were you the person who originally filed the complaint?
Yes.
And how are you related to Mr. Vafi?
He's my fiance.
When he's with you, does he usually obey the traffic regulations?
Yes.
Yes,
he does.
But he didn't on that day.
Based on what the officer is saying is correct.
You're not disputing the fact that he is correct that your fiance was speeding, are you?
He was speeding, but I don't think he was going 57 miles an hour, Your Honor.
He's speeding is speeding.
Correct.
Now, since you were the one who filed the complaint, I'd like to hear your version of the events when Officer Hopkins stopped your car.
When Officer Hopkins pulled us over, it seemed like it was
Want you to tell me what he seemed like.
No,
I want you to tell
like
me.
A movie. He was like a new sheriff in town that jumped in front of our car.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I want you to tell me not what it seemed like.
Okay.
Not what you thought.
No, this is what
I want you to tell me what he said to you. And what your fiance said to him.
Basically, he...
Not basically.
He went into our window and asked him for his driver's license, insurance, registration.
Okay, may I have driver's license, insurance, and registration?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Then he started to raise his voice, stating that, do you know why I pulled you over?
And who responded?
Ollie responded.
And he said?
No.
And Officer Hopkins said?
He started yelling and said, you don't know how to drive. You are speeding. This is not the way you should be driving.
Just a second.
Driving.
So he said, you don't know how to drive.
Correct. He was raising his voice.
Okay. You don't know how to drive. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to hear on this tape.
I don't know what you're going to hear on the tape since he didn't record the whole conversation.
I don't know whether he did or whether he didn't, but I'll be able to tell whether
Internal
he did or whether he didn't.
Internal Affairs stated that he didn't. It's right here. I have paperwork which I can show you.
Go ahead.
It says that because it was dead air, he didn't record the whole conversation.
By the way, have you ever heard it?
No, I have not.
Go ahead.
At that point, he asked us to stay in this car, that he would be back, and he took off. When he came back, again, he started to raise his voice to state about the speeding. It seemed like it was a lecture.
It seemed to you as if it was a lecture.
Yeah, he was yelling and screaming.
He was yelling and screaming.
Correct.
Okay.
Your Honor. At that point, Ollie asked him, you know, just give me the citation, let us go, because we had his mom in the car, which she's 82 years old. She had just been out of the hospital, and she was nervous, so we didn't want her being in that situation.
Then he shouldn't have been speeding. Keep going.
And at that point, he just continued on and on lecturing us. At that point, I said, excuse me, who do you work for? What department do you report to? And who is your supervisor? At that point, he acted like he didn't hear me, like I was a nobody there. He gives Ollie the ticket. Ollie gets it, and Ollie says, why did you put Hispanic? I'm not Hispanic. And he says, oh, you have an attitude. What's wrong with you? You know, that's what he said on the day of the stop.
Okay. Now, on what date did you go in to file a complaint?
I didn't go. I called, ma'am. I called immediately.
Okay. Now, you called immediately before you started to drive the 82-year-old ill mother home?
Correct.
So before...
Because I was a passenger.
Just a second. Okay. Well, you weren't a passenger because you said in your answer that he was so upset you had to drive.
Correct.
So you weren't a passenger anymore. Now you were the driver.
Your Honor, correct. But we have a sync system, which is on the speakers, which you can talk on the vehicle. So when I was dialing while he was going across the street.
You were dialing?
The police station, which was the local police station, which was Van Nuys.
Okay. Now, very easy, Mr. Hopkins. Am I going to be able to hear that tape from here?
I believe you will, Your Honor.
Okay, let me hear it.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, the reason I waved you over is for your speed, because you're approaching me at 57 miles an hour. The speed limit is only 40 through here. Are you running late somewhere?
I'm not running late, just picking up some people for Sunday.
Well, you're almost 20 over. That's pretty fast. Okay. What I need to see is your driver's license.
Will you stop it right there? So far, Ms. Vasquez, you hear any yelling or screaming?
Not yet.
Okay, let's go.
All right, sir, give me 2 minutes. I'm going to do my job and you're out of here, okay?
Could you turn that off, please, for a moment? Hear any yelling or screaming?
Not yet, ma'am.
You should turn that on again.
All right, sir. Citation is going to be for speed. Court date's going to be July 8th. You have between now and then to take care of it. See your autograph there. It's not admission of guilt. It says that you'll take care of it.
Oh, stop. Hear any yelling or screaming?
No, but...
Hear any yelling or screaming? Turn it back on.
What are you doing 20 over? What do you want?
I hope you have a wonderful Sunday and paid back to you.
Okay, well, I hope you do too, sir.
Just a second. Turn it off. What did you say to him?
I said you have a wonderful Sunday.
Nasty!
What?
You were being nasty, Mr. Vuffy.
No, I said you have a wonderful Sunday.
You were being nasty.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The only thing he's got right is that you're a male. He's got your hair color wrong, your eyes, I don't know what it says, black, and then it says race, and he's got HIS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Police officer David Hopkins says motorist Ali Vafi and fiancée Ruth Vasquez filed a false complaint against him after a traffic stop. The defendants claim Officer Hopkins was rude and belligerent.
There's no question in my mind you were being nasty.
Your Honor.
You have a wonderful Sunday?
Yeah, you have a wonderful Sunday.
Are you kidding me or what?
No, I'm not kidding you. You have a wonderful Sunday. And that tape, there are a lot of it that is not in there.
Absolutely correct.
Yes.
Why? Just a second. Absolutely. I don't know why. But I can tell something from the time that he stopped you in a perfectly normal, routine, non-confrontational, not like what she says, something out of a movie, he cut her off. And, not like what she said. Something happened. Did you ask him, Mr. Vafi, whether he had stopped another car? Did you ask? I'm asking you a question. I want you to think hard. Did you say to him at any time, did you pull over another car that just went past me?
I did not say that.
There's a hesitation in your voice.
There was a car to my left that passed me very fast, and I happened to be the one getting stopped.
Just a minute. So you did, in fact, question the stop.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
I did, because I didn't feel that I was going 57 miles per hour.
Were you going over the speed limit?
I'm not sure, Your Honor.
Were you going over the speed limit the other 10 or 20 times you got stopped for speeding?
I'm sure I was. This was not a dispute about the speeding or the traffic ticket, Your Honor. This was about the behavior that the officer had towards me.
Just a second. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what happened from this routine stop that sounds perfectly normal up until the time he comes back and says you have to be in court on July 8th.
Correct.
Nothing else happens and he hands you the ticket.
Correct.
Now, what is it that you think, Mr. Vafi, changed his attitude from a totally appropriate one to an inappropriate one? What do you think that was, Mr. Vafi?
Because I pointed out on the ticket where he put Hispanic, and I looked at him, I pointed out the ticket.
Just a second. What I would like you to do, Mr. Vafi, is I'd like you to circle on here what you're talking about. Now, thank you, Bert.
By the way, my children are half Hispanic.
Just a second. So. Okay. In the space where it said, and he didn't just write Hispanic across here for anything, there's a space where it says sex, hair, eyes, height, weight, race.
Correct.
Right? Sex.
Yes,
got
please.
It right. Hair.
Yes, please.
Black, yeah. Well, his hair isn't black. You didn't complain about that. Your hair's not black, is it?
No.
It may have been black some
then.
Time,
Way
but it's
then.
Not black. You didn't complain about that.
I like it like
right?
this, though. Yeah.
Eyes? What color eyes do you have?
Brown.
Brown. How tall are you, Mr. Vafi?
5'9½".
Well, this says 5'10". That's mistaken.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all right.
Weight? What do you weigh?
About 185.
Well, this says 180. That's also wrong.
It's on your license.
And then it says race, and he's got HIS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Maybe that gives you different
maybe
speed.
It gives you a different what? It's on the form.
He manually wrote his
Oh, I understand that.
No, no, it's not
but
about...
if you would have heard...
Just a second. The only thing he's got right is that you're a male. He's got your hair color wrong, your eyes, I don't know what it says, black. He's got your height wrong, he's got your weight wrong, he's got your race wrong. Even though, according to you, your children are half Hispanic.
DMV got that wrong because that's what it shows on my driver's license.
What do you mean?
The same way.
Quiet.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Okay, here you go. Vasquez believed that Hopkins stopped them based on their race. Vasquez felt that Hopkins racially profiled Vafi. So according to you, Ms. Vasquez, you argued with the police officer. You didn't tell me that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Police officer David Hopkins is accusing motorist Ali Vafi and fiance Ruth Vasquez of filing a false complaint against him after a traffic stop.
Now, are you Iranian or Hispanic?
I'm Hispanic.
Oh, all right. Now, at what point did you question his putting down Hispanic?
Well, it went on three times. Sometime in the beginning, he asked me if I was Hispanic, and I indicated no, I was Iranian. And somewhere in the middle,
He asked again, you're not Hispanic? I said, no, I'm not Hispanic. I am Iranian. That's the second time. Third time is when I got the ticket, I looked at it, and I didn't understand why he was insisting for me that day to be Hispanic for him.
When you didn't understand it, Mr. Vafi, what did you say to him?
I said, I'm not Hispanic.
Is that what you said to him?
He had something on his agenda. I wasn't sure what it was. I just want to get the heck out of there.
If you just wanted to get the heck out of here, why didn't you just take the ticket and keep your mouth shut?
I just said, have a wonderful Sunday, and that's when... No, because prior to that, is not on this tape, regarding my attitude, which I was cooperative, I gave him all the information that he asked me, okay? Regarding my attitude, you don't know how to drive. You need to learn how to drive around here.
Well, that's true.
No, it felt like there's a new sheriff. There's a way. I've been stopped before, as I indicated in the beginning. They treat you...
Evidently, you didn't learn a lesson.
No, Your Honor, they treat you like a human being, okay? The officers and their officer and gentlemen. And they let you go nicely by giving you a ticket, letting you know what you did wrong. This gentleman had something else on his agenda.
Didn't hear that at the beginning of your stop. I didn't hear that, Mr. Vafi, at the beginning of the stop. I know something happened. Something happened to change the attitude. And unless he's bipolar and psychotic, that's not what... He wasn't getting the ticket. And he didn't have an attitude, and you weren't intimidated, because have a nice Sunday is not something that you say to somebody, sir, who has just given you a ticket and who, according to you, has been disrespectful.
Absolutely.
What do you mean, absolutely?
Being disrespectful, I just want to let him know that he can have a nice Sunday after ruining your Sunday with his attitude. Not the ticket, Your Honor. It was his attitude.
Yeah, right. You've been watching too much television, sir, or you've been hanging around the Los Angeles water a little too long. How long did this investigation go on, Officer Hopkins?
Your Honor, this investigation went on for 11 months and 3 weeks.
I'd like to see one more thing. I would like to see the complaint, the written complaint.
I have a copy of this for you.
Both of the defendants filed.
This is the recording.
No, I don't want to see the recording. I want to see the written complaints that they filed. I've now heard their testimony. That's all I want to see.
Well, this would be them. That's it.
May I ask a question, Your Honor?
Usually not.
What, this time?
Usually not, but I'm going to let you ask a question in a second. Okay, here you go. Here's the initial complaint that you made. Vasquez, that's you, stated that they were traveling next to another car and both slowed for the officer, but the officer signaled the other car to proceed and directed Vafi to the curb. Vasquez believed that Hopkins stopped them based on their race because the other vehicle next to them was not stopped and was traveling faster. Vasquez stated she did not know the race of the other driver. Vasquez felt that Hopkins racially profiled Vafi.
Correct.
That's what you initially told
The department. Correct.
Okay, so according to you, Ms. Vasquez, you argued with the police officer.
Correct.
You didn't tell me that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You testified here. He asked the other car to slow down, looked at our vehicle, requested us to move over. So we moved over, and he asked us to park. He says, do you know why we're stopping you? When we said no, he says you were going 57 miles an hour in a 40-mile zone. At that point, we told him there is no way. You were in the middle of the street. We would have struck you.
Correct.
So you argued with him.
Correct.
You didn't tell me that. Did you forget that?
No, I didn't forget that, Your
Honor.
If he would have recorded the whole conversation, we wouldn't be in this situation because it would have told
the whole truth. I want to tell you something. Your fiancé was speeding.
Correct.
He had an attitude. So did you. As soon as you were pulled over. That's according to your complaint. According to your complaint, he pulled you over based on race, nothing else. You were doing nothing wrong. And you called him a liar right at the beginning. You.
Correct.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Step out.
Officer, excuse me. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I just honestly made a complaint just as a citizen.
Just a waste of time. It was 11 months of investigating on something that...
Because no one else should have to deal with officers like that.
They've already known and proven that these people are making it up.
He has a badge and he has a gun.
I do my best. I treat people good.
And he should do is protect and serve.
I treat people the way I'd want to be treated if I were in their position.